Coin toss at midfield. Wimberly, of course, on the road here tonight in Llano. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. I just saw that official. He threw that coin up about as high as I've ever seen an official. It's like he's trying to hit the top of the lights with that coin.
Well, he got a good flip out of it.
A great flip out of it. It looks like he's talking to the Llano Yellow Jackets a little more. No, I guess Wimberly has won the toss, and they have elected to receive. They'll move from our left to right here tonight from Llano Stadium, and they're all white. They've got their navy blues, white on white with blue numerals and red trim.
I always like that. We're left to right on your radio dial.
That's right. That's right. Just kind of gives you a mental image, mm-hmm. You know?
That. Do you think anybody actually turns around and looks at the radio dial right now and thinking, okay,
Absolutely. They're
moving from left to right?
Yeah,
or
they do.
Do radio dials
I do. When I'm driving down the road.
Do they still exist?
When I'm driving down the road, I like Brad Sham when he tells me that they're moving from our right to our left. I go, yeah.
There it is.
Thanks, Brett.
Yeah, yeah. Very descriptive.
Llano Yellow Jackets, of course, in their black and orange here tonight. Black tops, bottoms, and helmets with white numerals and orange trim. And now let's throw it down to the field for the playing of our national anthem. And we have all of our first responders out on the field here tonight, firemen, sheriffs, and policemen, law enforcement, and, again, our national anthem. Great job by that Llano marching band. 66 degrees, according to my phone, and my phone is always right.
Your phone wasn't even the right time earlier.
Well, it wasn't, but now it's, for whatever reason, it changed back to the correct time. That's kind of weird.
Hey, there you go.
Nice to see these first responders out here, EMS. There's a canine dog out there.
Hey, I got a message. Troy and Sue Witten. Back listening to us from Columbus, Mississippi.
All right.
Recliners kicked back, ready to go.
That's great.
The Donley household is live on us here, so we're live. I mean, the audience is here. The stage is set. The lights are on. It's Friday night.
That's great. Let's get it on. We're ready to rock from the heart of the hill country.
That's a pretty good line, by the way. I may have to use that one again.
Yeah, you can use it anytime you want.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how the Wimberly Texans come out and first drive. As always, we always talk about first drives out of the second half, but I think tonight one thing that we're going to notice is out of the first drive, one, they take the ball. That's one thing that you kind of sometimes see a little bit of, we want the ball in the second half, and we're going
right.
to kind of play defense up front. But Wimberly wins the toss, automatically elects to receive the kick. So I think a lot of times what that tells me is that Coach Warren's got something set up. Is it going to be something that they come out, go quick, maybe some quick passes? JoJo,
right.
A lot of times when you say, hey, I want the ball, it means you've got a plan, you're ready to go. So I'm anxious to see kind of what happens here. Looks like Llano Wimberly's going to be stationed right at the 15-yard line, so expecting kind of a shorter kick right here.
Diego Garcia is their kicker. He is a linebacker for the Yellow Jackets. He's only kicked two field goals this year, so you can put that in the back of your mind and think about that a little bit. They do not like to kick a lot of field goals, so we will see. His longest has been 30 yards. Here it is, and it's on the ground. Bouncing around, taken by Martinez at the 20. Left side, 25, cuts it up the middle to the 30, and is able to stretch it out to the 34-yard line or so, 33-yard line, and that's where the Texans will take over offensively.
We haven't seen a whole lot of kick returns here recently by Gavin. They've been kicking to Krebs mostly, and we've kind of talked about him running east and west a little bit rather than north and south. Good job by Gavin cutting back to the middle right there and kind of finding that seam a little bit right there, getting all the way back up to the 33. Good field position starting off for the Texans.
We talked about JoJo Weeks liking to throw the football, Jared. He's got 1,000 more yards than the next highest passing amount total in the district. So he's got a little over 2,000 yards throwing this year. He's going to throw it first time tonight to Carruthers. Outside 35-40, breaks a tackle, he's got the first down. 45, still on his feet, rumbling to the 50-yard line is Moss Carruthers, first down Texans.
Yeah, that's kind of one of those where, again, I talked about it a minute ago, that you kind of got a set idea of what you want to do. We haven't really seen, as far as swing passes, what you saw right there, really coming Carruthers out of the backfield. We've seen some screens run to Moss, but we really haven't seen that true screen or swing pass to Moss, as we got a Leno Yellow Jacket down on the ground here. But, you know, again, I talk about it. That's, you know, kind of one of those things that I think that's a set plan that they have possibly to go ahead and be aggressive with the short passes off of the go.
Yeah, it was a good job catching it out in the flat, and then he got 80% of that on his own, Jared. I mean,
yeah.
He must have banged his way through three or four tacklers for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of a typical what you would consider to be a Moss Carruthers run. We've seen him doing so many times with handoffs, and, you know, not a whole lot of passes have been caught by him, but the ones that he does, and obviously the handoffs, he manages pretty quickly to get off tacklers and get up the field and get some extra yardage after contact right there, and he got probably about 13 yards after contact on that play.
And they've got the player up, and they're bringing him back to this near sideline. It was on the far sideline. He's not putting any weight on his left leg, so hopefully that young man will be fine as the Texans have the football just inside Yellow Jacket territory at the 49-yard line. We're just underway from Lano. No score. And now they're going to have a coach come out and help to get him off the field. Luis Coronado being helped off the field.
Yeah, and one thing to watch right here is a lot of times what you'll see with Wimberly, they'll do these short passes, and then all of a sudden they'll kind of fake and go on the outside to man. I don't obviously think that they're going to – well, they may do it here, actually. They got twins down on the bottom side, so I think that's something that, as the first quarter goes, they could do.
Here they're going to flip it out to Stover. Right side, he gets a block to the 45 and is able to stretch it forward to about the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 7, second down and 3.
Yeah, and again, another stop route right there by Stover. Really not even a step, just a straight turn left, immediate throw by JoJo. And JoJo's balls seem like they have just a little bit zip on them today. We've talked about them before, maybe some kind of aiming them a little bit today. Both of the balls he's thrown, perfect strikes and direct spirals, good lot of velocity to them. So back, could be a big day.
Back to throw now. He's going to flip it out right side to Carruthers. Breaks a tackle. First down and more. Down inside the 30-yard line. Oh, they're going to put it. Say that he stepped out at the 31. But a nice gain again by Carruthers, and another first down for Wimberly. They are on the move.
Here's where you do it if you're Coach Warren, if you're the offensive coordinator right here. You've had these short passes right here. This is an opportunity right here that you take the old fake and go. Martinez, I look probably on the top side by himself right here, maybe a post pattern across the middle after a fake down here to Stover, but we'll I'm no Tony Romo, so we'll see what happens.
That's right. Predicting the play.
That's right.
First down and 10 at the 31. Carruthers is a step to the left of JoJo Weeks. Back to throw is Weeks. Looking, he's going to screen it to Stover. He's got running room. 20, 15, a juke to the 10, to the 5, a spin move, end zone. Touchdown, JoJo Weeks to Cade Stover.
Wow, that was a good blocking out front, but I got to tell you, Stover really did it all on his own. Had ended up three people making a miss and spins off the final Lano Yellow Jacket tackler to take it in for a touchdown. And really, if you're Wimberly, that's the way you draw it up right there.
Nick Coles now is going to try to add the extra point with Stover holding. High snap, but Stover gets it down and the kick is up. And the kick is good. 10:49 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberly 7, Lano nothing. You're listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Back in Llano, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson as Nick Cole set the kickoff. Texans, in a minute and 11 seconds, manage to score a touchdown. They drive it 67 yards. They lead it 7-0 after the 31-yard Cade Stover touchdown reception from JoJo Weeks. And we'll get our first look at the Llano offense here tonight after Cole's kicks off. Great start for the Texans. Doug Warren's team won the toss, and Doug elected to take the football. I guess he knew what he was doing. Here's the kickoff. It's a line drive, far sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. So Llano will be able to start the their drive on the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Yellow Jackets.
And if you're Wes Lambert right here, do you dial up some early pressure to maybe get them kind of off a little bit as far as running game is really primarily what Llano uses? They're not a big passing team. They do have, 10 passing touchdowns on the year, but
right,
not a predominant passing team. And so if you're Wes Lambert right here in the defensive coordinator, do you dial up some pressure? Be interesting to see what we do right off the bat.
Well, and soon we're going to know that one way or the other. Ben Walling is going to start the game at quarterback. He's going to take it and turn and give it to his running back, Mason Brooks, and he gets swallowed up in the backfield. He loses 3, second down and 13 for the Yellow Jackets.
Moss Carruthers comes off the bottom side right there, really lined up almost as a defensive end as Brady Corbett kind of slides down to a D tackle on this right side. Moss cuts inside of the tackle and hits him. What ends up being for a 3-yard loss right here. So doing it on offense and defense right now.
Here's Walling now, and Wimberley has piled about 8 players within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage here. They are really stacking that front, expecting Llano to run the football. Mason Brooks, the running back, has over 470 yards rushing on the season. And they expect him to get the ball. Instead, it's going to be Walling who takes the snap and takes it himself, and gains a couple of those yards he lost back to the 29-yard line, but that's going to set up a 3rd and 11.
Another good job on the right-hand side right here. Brady Corbett and Moss Carruthers combining on the tackle again. A 2-yard gain right there, but good job Wimberley setting up 3rd and long. Right here, right off the bat, turn around, try to get the ball back.
Walling now looking to the sideline to get the call from his coaching staff. Ben, a senior quarterback for the Yellow Jackets here tonight. 3rd down and 11, back to throw. He's a lefty looking over the middle, and it's intercepted by Gavin Martinez at the 48. He's looking for running room on the far sideline. He's got the 40.
Oh.
He's got the 30, and he's inside the 30. And let's see where they say he stepped out of bounds right there at the 20-yard line.
That's going to come back. A block in the back right here, right at about the 30, 29-yard line. It was a was pretty blatant right in front of the ref, so they're going to, needless to say, they're going to get the pick right here, but a block in the back is probably going to take them back about 10 yards, 15 yards right here.
Walling, it looked like he had a receiver open and just kind of overshot him there, Jared.
He did. He had him right open, right over the seam, and kind of fell about 2 feet over his head right into Gavin Martinez's hands, and Gavin doesn't drop many like that.
No, he ball-hawked that one, and stepped off a pretty good return of about 28 yards, but again, the block in the back is going to mean that they're going to mark it back at the Llano 39-yard line. So that's where the Texans will take over, 1st down and 10. Could not have written a script any better for Doug Warren and his team tonight so far.
No, now you're playing with half a field if you're Wimberley.
Weeks now. will take the snap and give it to Moss Carruthers. Hole up the middle, 35-30. Carruthers steps off a quick 11 yards down to the 28-yard line. Move the chains yet again for the Texans.
And I got to tell you, for those who haven't seen Moss Carruthers run, the young man is a sight to see. He puts his head down, and I tell you what, you better be bigger than him, you better be stronger than him, or you better want it more than him to stop him, because he's not going to go down until he's ready. And a huge gain right there. First down gets him back down to the 28-yard line.
He's pretty north and south in everything he does, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He doesn't have the east-west cut, but we've seen him tonight make several people miss.
Weeks now is under center this time. Direct snap, play action, looks. Now he's going to scramble out of the pocket, trying to get rid of it. It's knocked loose, and the ball came loose on the far sideline. Looks like Lano has come up with it. They have on the 28-yard line.
Yeah, JoJo immediately looked down, and he knew that he made a mistake, running opposite of his hand side and just kind of running to his left. Tries to end up throwing a ball, trying to do too much, really, probably at that point. He's going to go back and look at that one. But, you know, it's when you're skilled as he is sometimes, you want to try to make that extra play opportunity right there for him to tuck it and run. But a fumble turnover right there for the Lano Yellow Jackets. Take the ball back.
Lano will have it at their own 28th. First down and 10. So the two teams exchange turnovers here in about a 30-second span. I see a fire down here near the track. That's kind of interesting.
It's one of those light smoke machines. It's one of those smoke machines that's got a light with it.
Here is the give to Brooks. He's going to be swarmed under. See where they marked this. He's going to lose 5, 6, maybe 7 yards all the way back to the 21-yard line. I kind of don't like looking down there and seeing a fire near the stands. I don't know. It's just, it's just me. I don't know.
I don't think it's a fire, though. I think it's a or is it? Or are they just throwing like colored stuff in there? I saw it burning blue a minute ago. Like,
I'm unnerved. I know. Whatever it is.
A lot of people around it, too.
You know. Second down and 17 for Lano. They're going backwards here with the ball at the 21-yard line, Walling the quarterback. Two running back set now. He's in the shotgun. He'll turn and give it up the middle to his running back, taken out to the 25-yard line. That was Ian Fletcher on the carry.
And we're going to get a second opportunity right here. The Lano quarterback's going to have to drop back and pass. Obviously, third and long, third and 12 right here. Wimberly dropped down in defense. We've seen him be pretty aggressive, like you said a minute ago, putting eight, nine people up in the box. Going to drop back into a little bit of coverage. Last time, overthrow, Gavin Martinez takes it away. So we'll see how the Texans play this.
Third down and 12. The ball is at the 26-yard line of Lano, and they have the ball with 7:05 left to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Wimberly. Long count. Walling has it. Back to throw. Looking over the middle. Flips it over the middle. Picked off. Picked off at the 31-yard line. Moving to the right is Carruthers, I believe, to the 20.
Kowalski.
And out of bounds. No, that's Kowalski. You're right. He's inside the 20. Out of bounds at the 18-yard line. Texans will have the ball in the red zone. First down and 10.
Yeah, another ball that's really, I mean, I don't guess I saw a Lano Yellow Jacket anywhere close to him at that point, but a ball really hits him right in the breadbasket, and he does a good job picking it up, taking it back down, and another good turnover, good field position for the Texans for the 19.
Well, but another illegal block on the Texans as well.
I didn't see that one. I saw the first one.
Following this interception, they're going to mark it back now, and they're going to put it down at the 35-yard line of Lano. Nevertheless, the Texans will have really good field position here. Sloppy, sloppy football the last minute and a half.
Yeah, first four play of the Texans was looked like it was going to be a long night for the Jackets, and now all of a sudden swapping turnovers right here and coming back, and Wimberly's got it on the 35 right here, so we'll see if they kind of go back to their original plan, short passes right here. Gavin Martinez one-on-one on the top side.
Back to throw is Weeks. He's looking for Martinez, too. Got him over the middle to the 10-5. Gavin will take it to the house. Touchdown, 35 yards, Weeks to Martinez. Boy, you called that one, Jared. He was one-on-one, and he beat his man inside, and Weeks threw a strike.
Yeah, you give him you give Gavin the opportunity to get inside leverage on you, outside coverage on a cornerback. I don't know if he thought he was going to have help over the middle, but trips to the bottom side, you're all alone on an island, and Gavin's probably going to get you pretty easily.
Coles now lining up for the extra point. Stover holds it. The kick is up. And the kick is good. 6:42 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Wimberley 14, Llano nothing. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Back at Llano Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson, Zach Peterson alongside as well. 14-0, Texans lead it. Zach and I enjoyed a nice dinner at Cooper's Barbecue while Jared fixed up the equipment for us.
Really?
Nice job getting that equipment put up for us, Jared.
You're going to bring
you very much.
You're going to bring up Cooper's again. We've talked about it twice. I downed a Frito pie earlier.
Here's the kickoff. I don't think Cooper's has Frito Pie. It's taken at the 16 to the 20. 25-30. Look out. Still on his feet. 35. Finally, he is swarmed under at the 43-yard line. I believe that's Anthony Watson on the return. And the Yellow Jackets will have great field position at their own 42-yard line. So far, the Jackets haven't been able to get anything done on offense with two interceptions here in the first 5.5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, Wimberley defense has looked good so far. Again, first and second down, primarily really loading that box full. I mean, they're bringing the house, and third down dropping back, and the quarterback just hasn't quite been able to get on target with his receivers at this point. Obviously, he's thrown two passes and two interceptions.
Quarterback rating for Ben Walling's not going to be very good. Young Ben needs to complete a ball or two here and help himself out. Here's the give to Brooks, a tough run up the middle. Not much running room, though. He picks up 3 to the 45. It'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, right guard right there. Pulls, come down to the bottom side right here. Makes a good block, but again, Oscar Others down here on this bottom side is able to corral him down and at least minimize the gain for a gain of 3. But a Texans defense at this point right now looking pretty good up here on this front line.
Second down and 7. Walling again, the spread formation, similar to what Wimberley runs offensively, looks to me like.
Real wide splits up front.
Second down and 7, the turn they give to Brooks, right up the middle, and another 3 yards out to the 47-yard line. Actually, they're just going to give him a couple of yards on the carry. So that'll set up a third down and 5.
Yeah, I've always wondered about the splits as far as in a high school stance. Obviously, I know if you're a 360-pound lineman for the Cowboys that you can get into those holes. But with those wide splits, it seems like it leaves an opportunity to shoot the gap. And we've seen Wimberley do that several times tonight. So, obviously, that's Lano's offense. It's not going to change. But
right.
Put themselves in a 3rd and 5 right here. Another passing down situation for the quarterback.
Walling. Trips to the right. He looks to the left, though, and he's thrown under duress. He threw that, and he was knocked down hard by Mitchell in the backfield, and he's getting up slowly. He threw that one high to Brooks on the left side. He had no chance of completing that one. They're going to punt now.
Yeah, and
goodness, I feel bad for Walling on that hit.
Matt Mitchell is not a guy that you want to get blindsided by if you're a quarterback. The only positive thing for Walling out of that is he's left-handed, so the ball ends up almost on the track down here, but Mitchell doesn't have a chance to knock it out of his hands. But Walling takes a big hit and drops his helmet down here thinking, okay, we're going to have to block that guy tonight some way.
Something's going to have to happen different. Austin Humphrey is deep to punt the ball away. Gavin Martinez will get the punt. It is a high punt. Martinez calls for the fair catch, and he has it at the Wimberley 15-yard line. You talk about those wide splits. You know, Mike Leach, you used to do that a lot at Texas Tech.
Yep. And it's a, you know, again, when you've got recruited athletes, I understand that, you know, linemen running, 4.6, 4.7s and things of that nature, they can get that first step a little bit faster. The one thing I have to point out, man, I got to tell you, you love Texas high school football. When you come to a football game and the punter is number 75.
Right, and he's gigantic.
And he's huge.
He's huge.
And he drops a huge punt down to the 15.
That is great, man.
That was a great punt.
It looked like Wimberly lined a lot of players up. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Looked like they were trying to come after that punt as well.
There's the deep.
Weeks. He's going to go a deep ball to man, and it's incomplete. Wyatt evidently ran inside, and JoJo threw outside, and looked like some miscommunication there, Jared.
Yeah, that's the one that I was looking for earlier. The stop pattern to Stover kind of runs a little one and out right there, and cornerback plays it on the inside, but Wyatt Mann runs on the inside as well and doesn't him and JoJo just can't connect, but he had, what, three or four steps on his on the defensive back right there.
Yeah, he really did. Second down and 10 now. Wimberly at their own 15-yard line. Weeks will take it and give it up the middle. That's Kipras seeing his first action of the night. And he steps off 5 yards. That'll set up third down and 5 from their own 20.
Yeah, Kipras just a different style back than Moss. He kind of the Darren Sproles of the group, we'll call it. Gets in there, tucks his head down, and kind of sneaks underneath them for what they end up giving him, about 5 yards, actually. I was with you. I thought it was about three or four, and they end up giving him five out of it.
Yeah, he got five out of the 20. Darren Sproles, I always twitch a little bit when I hear that name. Being a Texas grad, I remember him just wearing us out.
K-State.
He was at K-State. Good grief. Tyler Lockett, too. Third down and 5. Rolling right is Weeks. He's got a man. It's caught. Caught near the 30-yard line. What a catch by Wyatt Mann on that sideline, Jared.
Man, his hands have...
Goodness.
You remember last year we talked several times about him not using his hands, him using his body to catch a ball, bouncing off of his chest. Wyatt Mann has turned into an unbelievably new receiver this year and using his big old hands that he's got and just bringing that ball down right there in front of the Lano Yellow Jacket bench. That's a huge catch, big first down to keep the drive rolling.
Spotted at the 31-yard line. Boy, and JoJo really put a lot of oomph in that pass, too. He threw that on a line. Back to throw. Looking left this time. Over the middle. He's got Gavin Martinez at the 50. Breaks a tackle to the 40. Trying to really hit the home run, but he's going to be brought down at the 30-yard line. He almost took that one to the house as well. Texans have it first and 10 after the big play to Martinez.
Yeah, Gavin runs that one out of the slot that time. Comes up to the top side. Twins on both sides, runs it out of the slot. We typically see him on the single side or to the outside. Runs that kind of a skinny post out of the slot right there, and it ends up being a big gain. So we'll continue to watch that one, see if it's a success here. Texas could go trips to the bottom, no receivers on the top. Maybe a run right here to the left side.
Here is it's going to be a fake reverse, and now Weeks is going to throw it right side to Carruthers. In and out of the hands of Moss Carruthers, but I kind of think JoJo might have put a little too much steam on that, Jared. Am I right or wrong? He did.
He put the 84 fastball on the outside corner right there to Moss, and Moss kind of looked back at him like, hey, I don't have a big old catcher's mitt or anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's lay it up. You're only 6-7 yards away.
I mean, he just that one exploded out of JoJo's hands. Second down and 10 now. But, again, Carruthers was open. I mean,
he was.
Yellow Jackets have no answer to the Texans' offense right now. Now whistles prior to the snap. Yellow Jackets will take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Wimberly, 14. Lano, nothing. 3:35 left to play in the first quarter. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberly Texan football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberly Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
Second down and 10 for the Texans at the Lano 30-yard line. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson in the house as well. Thanks for joining us. Another Friday night with the Wimberly Texans. Second down and 10 now. Weeks with Moss Carruthers to his right. Back to throw is JoJo. Now he's going to scramble to his left, and he is going to be brought down at the 40-yard line is JoJo Weeks for a loss of 10, and that'll set up a third down and 20.
Yeah, and again, JoJo takes and kind of rolls off to his left right there. So typically we see him kind of roll to his right and
That's kind of game planned by defensive coordinators,
it is,
right?
Very much so. Yeah, you want to push him one way specifically.
Right.
And so Lano obviously has it set up to kind of push him to the left, saw that he gets a little bit less velocity. We saw earlier the catch by Wyatt Mann that he just sizzled down here, and Moss Carruthers' hands are still feeling the one that he rolled out to the right a minute ago.
Third down and 20 from the 40, a little inside handoff, trying to fool him on the handoff, give it to Carruthers. And he loses three. So Texans are moving backwards, and now Wyatt Mann will come on to punt the football. Texans stall, to say the very least, after the Martinez big gain over the middle.
This is that position specifically where Wyatt practices every single game that they have in pregame. He literally punts from right here every time and sticks it about the 5-yard line. So we'll see right here. But
Ethan Tisdale is back deep, along with Tyler Gann. They're standing at the 10, so they anticipate that he'll do that, Jared. And here's the punt. It's high, but pretty short.
Oh, he shanked it.
And it is going to go out of bounds. Let's see where they end up marking it. He is going to step it off, and they're at the 34-yard line, out of the 33-yard line, so that's going to be a punt of 10 yards. Man, you don't see that out of Wyatt Mann. Clearly, he was trying to direction that punt, though, Jared. You can see he was pointed his whole body to the right, and it just caused him to shankopotamus that punt.
I love that word, shankopotamus.
That's great.
He did. He tried to place that one a little bit too much, and he'll go back next time and think, man, I just kicked that one in the end zone.
Why not? Yeah, that hurts my average trying to do that whole best thing for the team thing.
Yeah.
You know? Heck no, I'm going to kick it out of the back of the end zone. I got to be concerned about my stats.
That's right.
What are you
talking
about? It's 14 to nothing. So what? We don't go inside the 20, right? Doug Warren would not appreciate that commentary by me right now. Here's Walling now, and he'll give it on a reverse to his receiver coming left side. He gets popped after a gain of 2 or 3. We could hear that way up here.
Yeah, good job. Hunter Benoli comes up on this near side right here, and exactly. Guy Kipperas shoots on the outside, turns him back up, and standing right there is Hunter Benoli, and just hits him right there, 3-yard gain, drops him immediately. So an aggressive Texans defense is what we've seen so far.
Gave him a gain of 3, so it'll be 2nd down and 7. Minute and a half left to play in the first quarter that seems like it's never going to end. Walling now will turn and give it to Brooks up the middle, and he is stonewalled right at the line of scrimmage. No gain at all for the running back, Mason Brooks. And Mason came into the ball game, by the way, averaging about 10 yards a carry. 46 carries, 473 yards on the season. That's pretty good, 10-plus average per carry. That has gone down tonight on his 3 or 4 handful of carries here in the first quarter.
Yeah, running game for Lano just hasn't gotten together and hadn't gotten moving yet as far as the Wimberley Texans defense just stepping up right in the middle of the field. And another 3rd and long, 3rd and 7 from the 38.
3rd down and 7, and the Texans are just piling everybody on the line of scrimmage. Back to throw is Walling, looking right, throwing right, but low and incomplete in that right flat, and now Lano will be forced to punt on 4th down.
Yeah, and on the right-hand side of the line right here, the Texans literally brought everybody. There was a cornerback and a safety on this backside down here.
Yeah.
Walling rolled up to the top side of the field, but Mitchell, Kowalski, Arroyo, all of them were coming. They were all on the way.
Austin Humphrey now will stand at his own 24 to punt the ball away. He will get the good snap. Decent rush, but he gets the ball out. Bounces at the 30. Gavin's going to take it at the 26 on the run to the 40 and out of bounds on the far sideline. Is Gavin Martinez. He got it to about the 44-yard line, and that's where the Texan offense will take over.
Gavin kind of deked that one. Ball went up in the air, and the Lano defender was down there and could have downed it, but he kind of didn't know where it was. And one hop, big bounce right to Gavin, and ends up getting about 16, 17 more yards out of it to put unbelievably a good field position again for the Texans.
And Gavin's a perfect punt returner. You know, he's fast. He's got physical skills. But you get the opinion that he's also might be a little bit crazy.
He is. And
you know,
he's creative.
He's a little creative. But you got to be slightly nuts to return punts anyway. And so, Gavin, I'm saying that as a compliment if you listen to this later. Here's the give to Carruthers. Left side. Gets it outside 45. Pile drive somebody at about the 50. He picks up 6 or 7 yards. They're going to give him 7. It'll be second down and 3.
And that's the same play that we saw first play of the game, except the first play of the game was a swing pass on the left side. But exact same blocking scheme, really collapse on the left-hand side, bring it back down. Moss gets out. And
that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. And a good one for the Texans. Texans 14, Lano nothing. We're through one quarter of play in Lano. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.